You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, Big Wigs. Welcome back into another blissful episode of the Big Wigs podcast. Give a little... we're posing. If you're not on the YouTube, go subscribe to the YouTube because I just served face.
Face. She's serving face.
Mm-hmm. What about a smize? I don't know if I can smize. Also, my hair is like slicked back because I didn't dry it yet. So,
yeah, but the slicked back look is a look.
It's a look, but I don't usually do it. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. It's just wet hair. You know what I mean? Like,
Right. I've really been leaning into the Gen Z slicked back hair.
It looks good.
Well, thanks. It's a easy facelift and my hair is dirty. So
it works.
It has to.
You know, I had this product for slick back stuff that I liked. And I don't know if it's here or LA. You know, all those products I think about in LA, they're just going to like have to get tossed out. I'm going to lose thousands of dollars on like beauty products that I'm just going to toss out because it's been in a storage unit for 6 months.
I don't believe that makeup has an expiration date.
Oh, it does.
That's a problem.
It does.
People say that all the time. They go, oh, my God, your makeup is probably expired and you got to buy new ones. I go, oh, my God, you rebuy that? You don't just use it till it's gone until, you know, in 10 years?
Definitely mascara. Don't.
Well, that's
got to go.
That ends up. Yeah, it's dried out anyways. It's a dry piece
and
of
the smell.
Bristle. Thistle.
You know, the smell of mascara changes when it's done.
No wonder, you know, my e.l.f. Product, my main face, what it's not called concealer, it's called foundation.
Yeah.
Has a stench to it.
Get rid of it,
yeah,
baby.
Throw that out.
That means it's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put that on your face.
You know, with food, it has mold. I guess makeup
doesn't get mold. It just gets like the consistency is different. The color.
Yeah.
The smell.
Yeah. Same thing with like moisturizer. Like the idea of moisturizer. Yeah.
That's like, a lotion. I'm not throwing out lotion.
Lotion can go bad.
Lotion can absolutely go bad.
What are you guys talking about?
Welcome to your 50s, Dre.
First of all, Jergens. If I'm buying a Jergens bottle of lotion, those things, it's like you might as well have bought it at Costco. It comes in a gallon jug. Are you guys throwing that out?
I will say, like, I use the old one that's in the bathroom at my parents' apartment, but like, I should probably replace it. You know?
Yeah, you've never like gone into an old bottle of lotion and just seeing it turn like yellow or disfigured or blue. The weirdest is when it turns like an odd color.
A blue. I mean, I've seen a yellow. You know, when you open it up and you see around the lid, it's a little bit discolored. And I go, okay.
Done.
Get rid of it. Yeah. And you should never, honestly, I know that like they might sell it at Costco, but you don't need a gallon of moisturizer.
That's what lubing up a team? I guess I should go for the squeeze tube, the small one.
Maybe. Because then you like, you know, you use it, or a pot. I like a good pot. You know, like
the ones where you scoop it, a Neutrogena type thing.
Little tub.
Yeah.
I have one moisturizer. It's funny because I go through like phases, you know. I love that we're on this subject, but you know, I could lean in. I love, you know it.
You know she can lean in.
I used to be fancier, you know. I made more money. I used to be a girly who used like my Jo Malone, like Pear and Freesia.
Of course.
The tub. I would always have it. Like I'd even keep it like by my bed because I just loved the smell of it so much. I'd just lather that shit up. And then I switched. I just smelled it and I loved it. It's really a smell for me, but the way lotions. I mean, I loved the shampoo forever, but the lotions.
I was cat sitting for my friend and I snuck a little bit. It was on her bedside table.
See, I keep mine in the bathroom because I use it after I shower. I like really lather.
Yeah.
Well, lather, lotion up. You know, I really like put that on.
Lather. That's a great word.
But it smells so good. And everywhere I go, people are like, you smell so good. And I'm like... It's just me.
That's just my essence.
That's just me.
Lucky
you know
mates.
What I mean? Smooth and scented. Yeah. No, yeah, I really do. I go through like one a month though, right? At this point.
We're still talking about the way.
Way. Yeah.
The way.
Hardcore.
So many hardcore. People call it Ua. Some people call it Quay, Qua. It's way.
O-U-A-I.
But, so I'm supposed to know what a bunch of vowel sounds like?
Way.
Away. That's like literally, and she's friends with Kardashians. So it's just such a Kardashian word to be like, yeah, I'm just going to, it's all vowels and it's going to be way.
I love way. Yeah.
You know, Christian.
You know what I love? Aloe. Why isn't aloe? Does aloe come out? Do they have a lotion? They haven't sent me that yet. Just sweats. No.
Anna, I put a pin in this. Did you see Kris Jenner's recent aloe?
Summer fun? It's something like that.
Let me tell you.
She's head to toe, like thick wool.
I go, summer fun. It looks like you're going to Aspen. What's with the fits?
Yeah. I think there is like a fire in one of the photos. It's great. Honestly, I love it.
She looks like a robot. Can we at least say that? She does not look real. I think these are AI generated.
They really are.
Like what the, I said it to you. I go, Kris, what's up? What are you sipping on? What are you smoking? What's going on?
You know, when you get a partnership, they don't say when you have to shoot, you know? So we did it all in December. We really just knocked them all out and they said post-quarterly. And I said, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
I was just concerned for her well-being because I was like, is she approving these photos?
She's got to be.
She's got to be. But like they really looked more airbrushed than usual.
Which is why she approved. They look like
I love them.
They look like a robot, literally. The dog looks great in them too. Did you see the dog?
Yeah. I didn't even know she had that dog.
She got a doodle in an aloe hat.
I swear to God, all of their animals in their photos are adopted or brought on their like paid models. Actors. Except for Kendall, because Kendall loves dogs. But that's
I've seen that dog before. I've heard Kris had a doodle. So
really?
You
heard through the grapevine, of course.
Obviously, yeah. Heard people told me they're like, we all have doodles. It's nice.
Well, this is a very fun topic.
The puppies?
Yeah.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Great. I was at the beach. I was trying to catch up with the Olympics, but I fully missed it because my parents are like, why are you watching that? You should be, you know, eating shrimp. Like we were at the Ocean City, Maryland. And
said every parent ever, why are you watching the Olympics? Eat this shrimp. What?
I was trying to keep up with, you know, the Simone Biles. And my God dad is like,
you do both.
Well, you can watch it all on Peacock. Like, see, you can
here's the thing.
Like, section by section.
That's what I was trying to sign into. And we were having internet issues. I swear my dad buys, like, the lowest ring of whatever subscription for the internet. He chooses when he wants it on or off. It's like the air conditioning.
Wow.
He's just like, yeah, I want it on right now. It's too expensive. I want to turn it off. It's the same with the internet.
Interesting.
So last night I tried to turn it on. And, No internet. I was, like, trying to sign into my Peacock. It just kept refreshing.
He knows what year it is, right? Like, you can just have internet on.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm confused.
To be honest, I've never heard of anybody like picking and choosing when it goes on.
I don't think you pay more or less to have it.
No.
Say hello to Mr. Benito Lopez. This is the man.
How did he even work that out? I think Anna's right. I've never heard of that as an option.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, electric bill.
Right.
I think because it's plugged in.
Sure.
When we're not at the beach, he'll just turn it off because I think he thinks that it costs like an electric bill. When it's on, it's being charged.
Have you told him that that's not how it works?
You know, I try to ask him these questions and he's like, Andrea, I'm using my hotspot right now. I go, you're using your hotspot for the Peacock right now on the TV? Listen, I don't ask questions anymore. Okay?
That seems like more work.
That's what, exactly. But is that not the old generation? Like, I think he puts in more work. It would just be so much easier just to sign up for your normal Xfinity, whatever internet is in the area. But
I love it.
I digress.
I gotta be honest. I sat through the entire opening.
Yes.
Thinking, I thought the opening's gotta be what? An hour?
Of course.
Two hours? Oh no. An hour? Maybe two. You know, it's a nice show. We're gonna have Celine Dion. We're gonna have Lady Gaga. It was about 6 hours until they gave me Celine Dion. And there came a point where I was like, I wasted the day. What am I doing?
Right.
I'm still sitting on this fucking couch. Like,
yeah.
Granted, there were moments I enjoyed and there were moments that were like, what am I watching? Am I hallucinating right now? Is this real? Is this a joke? Is this rehearsal? I don't know what's happening. It's pouring rain.
Mm-hmm. And once I first watched Celine Dion, I fully missed the opening ceremony because I go, I'm just going to stay for the Celine Dion and then I'll catch it later. The piano was drenched.
Drenched.
Okay. I thought that was a part of the bit.
I think she was covered.
Because she looked... We'll get into Celine, but
she was covered.
I mean, the whole stage just looked drenched. The piano was wet. Everything was wet.
I'll say this. Lady Gaga opened the show. It wasn't my favorite Lady Gaga performance. I love her to death. I just was kind of like, it felt very weird. It was like a can-can number, like on the scene. It was like, and it wasn't raining yet. I don't know if they shot it earlier or something. It was just, it felt like people just dancing in the middle of nowhere. And you know she had to lip sync because it's like there's no acoustics outside or anything. And it was a little off in the beginning. And I was like, no, don't make me see this. And then like literally the commentator right after it ended was like, wow, they had zero rehearsal. And I was like,
is this something that we should be applauding?
I thought the dancers were okay. I didn't think it was like the greatest performance of my life. But I was like, that's like a really like a jab, really, you know, being like, that sucked, but you had no rehearsal. It was so weird.
I think there was jabs all along. I think the French are laughing at us. Like, what was that opening? I mean, people are calling it sacrilegious. People are calling it a play on the whole, like.
What was sacrilegious? Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that, girl. I thought, here's the thing I will say. Overall, I thought the opening was, like, an inclusive piece of art.
Okay,
I think overall, the French, they've clearly worked on this for, like, fucking 4 years, right? At least.
Yes.
Sucks that it poured. You know, when you're like, wow, we rehearsed the play the whole time. And now it's pouring rain. The rain didn't seem to bother people, though. It was like the boats kept going. Did you watch it later on? Did you catch it later
on? I did. Like today.
There were some like more obscure art pieces, right?
Of course.
I thought the metal band with the like headless, you know, Marie Antoinette was pretty dope. I thought like, you know, there were some like cool, you're like, whoa, this is pretty cool. Right. Like in a fucking castle, you're just having someone like shred. It was like,
that's cool.
That was cool.
That's cool.
I thought the fashion show was funny to me. Like, what was that part? But it all felt like this is a very inclusive, like we're representing everybody in the world.
Yeah.
It did feel that way, even though at times I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Was it really 6 hours?
It was forever. I don't know.
So what is the point? Is that just to show?
It was like, forever. And there came a point where I had to mute it because I was like, I can't.
At one point, you're like, what is this?
And then you'll love this. I was waiting to have this call with my friend who's helping me with my show. Quick plug, August 15th, Joe's Pub.
Grab your texts.
Please grab tickets. Please. It's not selling well. And I'm just going to be honest. It stresses me out more than actually performing.
Always.
It's the worst.
How it is.
But I had this call and literally my phone rings and I was like, oh, I have to take this. As soon as they're like, and now. Please welcome to the stage. God. Celine Dion. And Jared stands up and he looks at me and I look at him and I'm like, I waited all day
for this.
And now I have to watch it late.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it literally like 10 minutes after the fact, but I was just like,
the one thing you were waiting for.
The
this whole
one
time.
Thing I was waiting
they,
for.
I think they did that as a joke on us. Like we had to wait because everyone's waiting for Celine. Please.
I know. I drove back from Philly so I could get home in time to watch this ceremony at 1:30. Who knew Celine didn't go on until like what, 8 p.m.? I don't know what time it was. 7 p.m.?
That's insane.
It was so long. And that was like my whole weekend just watching that thing. I thought I'm laughing at the Candace Cameron Bure of it all because she was like, I'm like, wow, she really interpreted this differently than a lot of other people. She was like, how dare they slander the Last Supper or something? I'm like, I didn't catch any of that shit.
That's what the controversy was. Apparently they were trying to do like Greek gods. I only saw
her controversy because she's so fucking crazy. Like,
no, yeah, truly. She's one of the most opinionated people, but it works for her because people watch her opinions. But like, it's actually so...
It bothers me because I loved DJ Tanner. Like, I was like, I am a DJ Tanner. I'm the oldest daughter. Like, I am that person. Yeah. And then you grow up and you're like, oh, she's a little, like, wackadoo. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's a bummer when that
happens. It's a bummer. Yeah. It's a bummer. And Jared was like, you think that's a bummer? Look at her brother. And I'm like, well, I wasn't a huge... He was on Who's the Boss. I was like, I was a Full House girly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... both child stars. But yeah, I saw her be like, I thought it was disgusting. I'm like...
I was watching some British, they were all talking about it and they were just saying that it looked like the Last Supper. There was a man in blue. There was it clearly.
Oh, yeah, I
love
the blue guy.
Which he was supposed to be Dionysus, one of the Greek gods about bountiful winds or whatever.
Which makes sense. So, the Olympics is a Greek, you know,
I get
event.
It. Yeah, completely. Yeah. So they saved it with that. I go, oh, okay. You know, because I'm not the first to be offended about like a Christian, you know, if it's offensive in that sort of way. I grew up very Catholic, but it looked like the Last Supper. But the guy was in blue and he resembled the Greek god. And they were eating grapes on a big table. And they're like, it's clearly the Last Supper. And then they had a bunch of the drag queens. And it was supposed to be a spectacle, I thought.
Yeah, I really felt like they weren't trying to offend anyone. I think they were just like, everybody gets to be their own person. Everyone gets to do, you know, this kind of art that they want to do. There were like dancers and singers and, you know, like models. And it was all wacky. But overall, I was like, I kind of enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. I need to see Joan Rivers reincarnated and hosting.
Oh, I have that video coming out for you.
Absolutely. See, Anna, this is what I'm talking about.
Jared told me it's too late to put it out.
Are you joking? The Olympics are going till mid-August.
I thought so. I was like, because I had a text on Friday when it was happening, and he was my friend. He loves my Joan, and he was just like, I swear to God, if I don't get Joan doing like reacting to the opening of the Olympics. And I was like, okay. And so I like wrote it all out or whatever. And then I was like, I didn't post it. And Jared's like, it's probably too late. And I'm like, oh, you know, when someone says that, I'm like, well, there goes my world of creativity.
No. What have we learned about
if Dre still wants it, maybe I'll put it off.
I still want it. What have we learned about social media is that you're getting posts from goddamn Easter.
It like, is it's true.
Right.
Now you are. Right. Now we really are.
Put it out. It's totally fine.
Yeah, like I'll see news stories and I'm like, and then I click and I'm like, it's 3 weeks old. I'm like, oh my God, this is so sad. Did you see what happened? And I click and I'm like, that's bad though, honestly, when it's like so-and-so got murdered and you're like, oh my God. And then you look and it's like a month old and you're like, oh.
Our timelines are off. So I say, it is terrible. Sorry, I say, post it. Can you give us a little Joan though, just reacting to, I don't know.
I love the man in blue. I thought the man in blue was, it was amazing to watch the Blue Man Group finally get another job other than a staged piece. You know, we needed those kinds of representation at the Olympics, you know?
Absolutely.
That's one of the jokes actually in the video. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I felt like
Joan Rivers, everybody. Red carpet police for the Olympics.
I don't think Joan would have wanted to like do that for that long. It was too many hours.
I was just going to ask how many hosts should tag in,
be like, I'll do like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Seriously. Her face can only hold up for so long.
She's
like, listen, I got to get the fuck out of here.
I couldn't even hold up and I was on my couch, you know, eating fucking bags of chips. I was like, well, I finished the popcorn. Should I move on to Tostitos? Like how long until Celine Dion?
I'm dying to do it. I haven't watched Alex Cooper, you know, Call Her Daddy is doing some reactions. I would love to get booked for that. You know, put us in for an hour. We'll give you some live reactions.
I could easily do that.
That'd be so fun. Paris, please.
I loved, it's funny because we were supposed to be in Paris next week and Jared and I rescheduled. And Jared's still like, he keeps saying, I think because we're just watching it, it's in Paris. Everyone's in Paris. All the social media of everyone, like, and by everyone, I mean Hoda. You know,
Hoda's running into everybody.
Hoda's all over Paris.
Yeah.
But he's like, I kind of am bummed we're not going to be there. And I'm like, yes, but like, physically being there and like not necessarily being at all the events and just like trying to get an Uber, trying to get a dinner reservation, like staying in an expensive ass hotel because the entire world is there. I was like, I think it's for the best, even though I do have a little FOMO of not being in Paris when you see everyone who is there.
Right.
And you see Tom Cruise fucking, you know, losing his mind over Simone Biles and you're like, that could have been me.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, what events would you have tried to go to, you and Jared?
Gymnastics.
Obviously, yeah. I'm trying to get a ticket to the badminton.
Swimming,
yeah.
Would be kind of cool.
Those are the, there's all these sports that I didn't even know.
Did you
see the women's like pistol competition?
Yeah, what the hell is that? Same with flag football.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew that like your fifth grade dreams could actually come true, you know?
True.
That's what I was going to joke about. I wrote all these jokes and I was like, I don't know where I'm going to post these, but.
Oh, there's a place for them.
There's a place. There are a lot of sports that they don't feature either that you're like, this is huge.
That's true.
Did you see Caitlin's post, by the way?
I did not. What's Caitlin's? Oh my God. We gotta do a Joan Caitlin.
Caitlin posted, you know, memories of Bruce at the Olympics.
Listen, folks, I just want to say the Olympics are back and it's giving me a little bit happy PTSD.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you. Back in the day, now, God, that was back in, 87, did I win the award?
Yeah, something like 89.
Or, excuse me, Bruce. When did Bruce won that award? Yeah. Pole vaulting. I was a three gold medalist Olympian. So, you know, you don't see that every day, folks.
That's huge. Yeah.
National hero.
All the Olympians.
Some might even call it national hero. Get me in there with Nicolas Cage, National Treasure. I'll do it. I'm ready to get booked and busy, baby. I'm staying in Malibu. I'm bored as hell out here.
Wow. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I saw the new Nicolas Cage movie. It was so good.
New Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah, Long Legs, the horror movie.
Oh, my God. No.
He is back.
It was good.
I love Nick
Cage. Wait a minute. Don't even get me started on this Long Legs thing because I've seen all these. Heck no. I would need to be sedated. And on some ayahuasca.
It's not that scary. It's more of a thriller than a horror.
I thought, am I wrong? I thought this was like the scariest movie to come out in like ages.
It's a scary movie. It's about a serial killer named Long Legs.
Are you related to this one?
No. No. But Nicolas Cage plays a very good, really reminds me of Caitlyn Jenner, like in the movie. I kept being like, he kind of looks like a Caitlyn Jenner.
Whoa, is it? What, does he have long hair?
Yeah, and like makeup and like just like the way. Yeah. I don't know. It's like if Caitlyn Jenner like was possessed by the devil. You know what I'm saying? Which some might say happens often.
Some might say that would be extremely scary.
That's why we got divorced.
Yeah, that's why. That's why, Chris.
You turned into the devil.
Listen. But long legs. No, I could have sworn I saw something about that on TikTok and people were like, it's the scariest movie. Like, don't go if you don't like horror movies. I thought it was. So maybe I'm thinking of a different.
I love horror movies. So I was like, oh, good. A good one. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You know,
good to see.
They're
it
rare.
Wasn't as gory. It's They're not rare. As gory, I think, as some horror movies. You know what I mean? It was more like, although there is a pretty gory moment, but it, you know, any movies, I'll say this, and this is going to sound psychotic, but I'm allowed. I'm related to a serial killer.
Obviously.
Any horror movies where the way that they kill is with a gun is going to be a lot less gory than, you know, a slasher. A knife. Yes. A right. stabbing. Anyway.
A chainsaw.
Yeah, you know.
It's probably the worst way to go. Oh, my God.
Yeah. A hook. Oh, boy.
Fish hook.
Yeah.
God. What did Freddy Krueger use?
He had a knife hand.
Knife hand.
Yeah. Knife hand. See my little knowledge of this shit? I don't even...
The hook was...
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
These two.
Fucking love
here, like, in Devil Wears
Prada. And wait till you see my movie.
Okay, yeah, I am.
Do you want to know what the murder weapon is?
Don't you want to leave it as a full...
Of when you guys see my movie in 6 years in theaters?
You're right. You're right.
I don't want any spoilers. Will it be... I don't want to know.
In the trailer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, okay, we can see it.
Oh, it's obviously a scissors.
It's scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be gruesome.
Yeah, it's gruesome.
But that's brutal.
It's a scissors.
It's a scissors.
You guys know how funny it was to have like Zoom meetings where I'm like, okay, but technically if the scissors goes into this area of the body, this will have it. Like this is
me. Oh my God, did you have to look this up?
A little bit. But like, I love that shit. Like I was like ready for it.
I'm glad you had those meetings. That means you're like a real, you're really committed to the detail.
Oh my God. The details are great. Yeah. Anyway, if you're an investor, please hit me up because I need people to support my horror movie so it can be made.
Absolutely.
You know,
support away, invest.
Invest.
We all need investors.
I think it'll get made. I really do. I have a couple of ideas. It'll get made. I'm you know, when you're like overly confident about something and you don't know how you'll get
it, you have to.
It'll
be.
Happen, but I'm like really cocky about it because I do think it's my best piece of writing. So,
my God.
Maybe not the best, but you know, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad.
I'm behind you 100%.
I love this. My like cousin, she's like my best family friend, but she's texting me nonstop all morning because she has a 9-week-old puppy. And she's like, did this happen? And did this happen? And she's like, I can't handle this. And I'm like, yeah, it sucks. It sucks for
all. Girl, try having two.
I know.
Girl, yeah. But I love that you're like kind of like her spiritual guide right
now. A little
now.
Bit. I'm like, don't worry. In 4 months, life will get better. Like a little bit.
Just give it 4 months. You'll be able to sleep again.
Yeah. The sleep is the real issue. Yeah. The sleep is like, and then you're sitting there and you're like, thank God it's not a child. Like this will end, you know, they get used to it. They're puppies, but it's so funny. I'm literally, she has four messages since we started. So gotta love it.
Oh my God. 20 minutes. What has the dog done? Run it.
I don't know.
Crapped all over the place.
You would die over this dog though. It's a dachshund, a long haired blonde dachshund. I'll have to show you.
I can't even
named
believe
Winston.
You're telling. Stop.
He's so cute. It's Dre's dream dog.
It is my dream dog.
Right? You wanted a long-haired one?
Yes. No, I know. I'm fully having a panic attack of excitement for this person.
Oh, because also her like best friend has what are they called? Like the black and brown dachshunds? It's like a black
bull.
Is that what it's called?
Like or it has brindle. Like they looks like a cheetah print or
it's
like
no, it's like mostly black, but it has like a brown belly and maybe like some brown around the eyes, you know, like
I would call that dapple.
Her best friend has one of those, and so they went to the same breeder because they breed dachshunds. Just saying.
In upstate New York?
I don't know where it is.
There's a couple. There's a couple that come that I see in the city, and they're always like, "Yep, upstate. I got them in Binghamton."
Mm.
And I was like, "Okay, so I'm getting a few feelers.
That's the spot. It's the spot where you go.
Spot to go. Yeah, it seems like a good breeder.
If you want a fake poodle, go to Alabama. You know,
Jesus Christ, you pick her up on the side of the road. Like, and I was like, "Yeah, we're here." I go, okay. No, wait. I do want to say though, I'm fully invested in the Olympics. I'm so obsessed with it, but I just haven't. Like now, I'm in it.
But you haven't watched it.
But I haven't gotten to see. I put him on my phone. So Lucho, you guys know Lucho, my old roommate. He sends me like when it's like the things that are happening at the moment.
Yeah, follow the accounts.
Yes, that's
there's
what
the Olympics,
I need.
USA Olympics, and the Olympics. Those are two separate Instagram accounts, and they like post the schedule. And then if you go on Peacock, you can literally, last night I was like, I wanted to watch the gymnastics. They played it twice. So right. I just watched the U.S. gymnastics highlights on Peacock last night.
So Peacock is doing their thing.
They're doing it.
Finally, I can use my subscription. I get charged for the Premium Plus.
There you go.
It's the one that I'm doing.
No, it's all like, it's like swimming, gymnastics. Yeah. Like you can literally, like, it's very laid out. It's good job, Peacock, because it's good.
Perfect. Yeah. I need to watch Simone Biles. I'm also really obsessed with, no surprise here, the Italian men's water polo team.
Mm.
She's got
favorite.
A type. She's got a type.
She does.
You know who else? I love the whole gymnastics team. Jordan Chiles and the and Suni Lee. They're so...
It's giving stick it.
They're so cute.
No, it's the best team in the entire world. And they make the beam look easy.
I forget the other girl's name and I feel bad. There's like two more.
Well, yeah. I was looking at Simone Biles' like, team.
Ones that are like in the all-arounds are like the more famous ones. Yeah,
it's so cool though. And what do you do? I always wonder, you, your whole life is the Olympics, right? Or like your, the big pinnacle of the career is Olympics.
I think so.
And
yeah,
then you do appearances, obviously you get booked for a bunch of jobs, like Ali Raisman.
Yeah,
she's there and she's working with a huge brand, like, you know, like wearing the dresses and which is so cool. But what's your life after
the Olympic?
The Olympic. Like, you're still an athlete, obviously. And you're doing, I guess, appearances and competitions, but you're mostly a coach.
Maybe you teach, maybe you do commentating because you can, you know, like, like all the football players who become like,
that's so true.
Sideline, what do you call it? Commentators, I
reporters,
guess.
Yeah.
Reporters.
Play by play.
Yeah. So I don't know. Because your body, you're not going to, you know, be in the Olympics at like 50 years old. So
you're pretty much done. Yeah. Like in your mid 30s, I think.
There was a guy, a swimmer I watched, and it was so funny. They had a whole package for him. And then they were like, and he's one of the oldest in this race, 31 years old. Yep. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. The Olympics, you have like a stretch of like 20 to 30, 33.
It's like
maybe.
A racehorse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NBA, you can go till 40s.
But it's different because 50s? They're like NBA has rosters. So rosters need to get filled out.
Yeah.
Whereas Olympics, you're just taking the literally the best people.
It's the core. Yeah.
Although so LeBron's like, playing for US.
LeBron's still one of the best basketball
players. He's 39, which is like.
I know, but he's like an anomaly. He's like the. Yeah. He's LeBron, the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
You know, but like Phelps, I think Phelps was done by the time he was like 32 or 33. Yeah. I think, you know.
It's interesting because I felt like, you know, there are certain people, there are the LeBron Jameses who are super famous at the Olympics. Yeah. And then there's like newer people who've like trained and are at the Olympics and whatever. And I saw some post where someone asked, like, do all of the athletes stay in Olympic Village? Like, you know, they stay in like dorms, essentially.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Or do like
so
the super famous ones like stay wherever they want? And I think like. Yeah, they're allowed to fucking stay wherever they... LeBron James is not staying in Olympic Village.
Yeah,
but Coco Gauff, who's huge, who's like one of the best tennis players in the world, she was like... She's young. She's like, what, 19 or 20? She was like, I kind of want to stay in Olympic Village for the experience. So she's 100%. Staying there, which is like cute. Because you're like, oh, she's like excited to be there with all these other people from around the world and like
make
friends.
Like
yeah.
I would. Are you kidding me?
I heard they turned off Grindr in Olympic Village. Like there are apps.
Oh my God. Now listen to this. I did hear.
There's apps.
No, I did hear that there was an uptick.
In hooking up? Or like in the apps?
In the, the apps. Like, but I didn't know they're turning off Grindr. Grindr is a well-known.
This is what Jared told me today. So I guess that either means he reads the news or he's on Grindr.
Can Grindr turn off?
I find out my boyfriend came out on Grindr.
He's like, hey, what's so crazy is like my Grindr app isn't working.
Yeah, it's weird. Like it's only blacked out in Paris. Like what the fuck?
That's wild.
You know how we're going to Europe next week?
Yeah, well, we're going to Europe. I'm really bummed we're not
in Paris.
It
works in Amsterdam.
This is all connecting the dots.
He's already changed his location. Oh my God. I have friends that change the location before they go to the area just to like get a lay of the land.
Yeah, scout it out.
Wow. Scout it out. Mike knows.
Of course.
About scouting out.
I don't go anywhere, so I mean, I'm only scouting out New York City ever. But
it's like the different boroughs. Today, I maybe will go to
I'm
Queens.
I'm scouting Queens.
There is an article somewhere of like the person who scouted out an area and then like traveled there because they found people they liked and then met someone. You know, like
maybe
do it the opposite way. Like I'll pick where my next vacation is and they're like finding cities around the world and they're like, look at this.
That's a dating show.
Maybe my dream girl's in like Missouri or something.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, obviously the Midwest.
Probably not.
Just,
I'm going
like,
to go.
Probably not. I would agree with that, Anna. Yeah.
No, but you could bring them out of their shell. Like the Midwest people, those are good stock people. And then you bring them out here and you completely Is that how Nick
is? Is a Midwest project of yours?
Let me tell you, get a Midwest boy. Okay.
They're nice people.
They're really sweet.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
Sometimes too sweet.
Jared's like, I don't want to be a nice guy. Like, everyone's like, oh, you're such a nice guy. And he doesn't think it, like, gets you ahead in life.
Oh, my God.
Jared's doing great. What is he talking about?
No, but I understand what he's saying because, you know, people be like, you're so nice.
And he has a nice complex. It's like, I don't want to be fucking nice anymore.
Yeah. It's funny.
Okay.
I think if Jared wasn't doing great, maybe he'd have an argument, but he has an awesome life. Right. What is he talking about?
Jared's doing fine.
He's like very successful.
An awesome life, you guys. Remember, he has to live with me. You know,
like, I think that's a good thing. I mean, like, yeah, like an awesome girlfriend, an awesome job. Like, right. You know, like what else?
I can't wait to tell him to listen to this episode specifically.
I'm just saying.
Don't listen to this. We all talk Jared up.
Yes, Jared. This is Team Jared on this podcast.
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, my only concern here is why he thinks he's finishing last as a nice guy.
No, he doesn't think that. Ass. But I do think he could, you know, he I don't know what he wants.
Could douche it up a little bit.
No, I don't want him to be a douche.
No. He's a good
I'd
guy.
Shut him
he
up.
Should stay, he should
I'd leave.
Stay a good guy.
Be like, this was fun.
But I got to get out of here. Wait, I do have a question. We may have to take a break, but I have a question.
I have a question about stuff you put on our outline.
Very true. I'm hung up on the Olympics. If you were to do a sport, what are you doing? In my delusional head.
I was thinking of asking you that.
I fully think, like, we have a life in the Olympics.
Okay.
You know, I need, like, 5 years to, like, retrain and, you know, get actually in shape or, I don't know, gain one muscle. But, yeah, I'm there.
What are you going to do? Do you know what your sport is?
Delusionally, well, no, I actually was a great swimmer as a kid. I love doing laps, and I think I have a swimmer's body. I used to look at Michael Phelps and go, that's my body type. I have huge shoulders, skinny legs. My body is an upside-down triangle, and that's the key to swimming.
Wow. Maybe you'd be great if you trained.
That's what I'm saying, baby. I'm an Olympic athlete for swimming, specifically. Maybe volleyball, but
In another lifetime, I mean, I was a tennis player my whole life, so I would love to go and play for USA on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
As a tennis player, I would have to train my ass off. I used to be good, but I'm not like good anymore, you know? And I ended my tennis career like pre-college, you know what I mean? Like my mom was like, if you keep playing this well, because I used to play like the Jewish Olympics and stuff. Like she's like, if you keep playing this well, like you could play in college. And I was like, play in college? I'm not going to have time for my theater, you know?
Mom, I'm sorry. Theater dreams.
Rehearsals are long. Like, I can't be, like, on a tennis court, you know?
Yeah.
So I sort of, like, I didn't, like, give it up, but I just was, like, I didn't take it seriously anymore. I was, like, oh,
there were two paths to choose.
There were. There really
it
were.
Was acting versus.
I will say, I played all through. I was the captain of the tennis team in my senior year. You know, we got second in the state. Like, we were good, but I was, like, and take my bow, because the theater's a calling, you know?
Absolutely.
Not that I was a theater major. I was a TV major, which is like bullshit, but still, it was not tennis.
I'm right there with you. I thought TV major was the way to go, though.
TV major was fun.
Yeah, good. I learned nothing.
I learned editing.
I edited
a
I mean,
lot.
Now I've written a bunch of pilots. Like, at this point in my life, I mean, writing, it was like writing and editing. Those were like the two things. And I pitched like unscripted stuff when I was in school, but like.
That too. I don't even remember my writing classes, which goes to show I don't have a
did
pilot
you have spec
to show
scripts?
For it. We did, but like I don't even remember really writing the format because I still don't have the format down. I just had like concept classes, and then we had business. We had like media business where I learned about the big corporations.
Was yours just TV?
Television, radio, and film was my major.
Okay. So in my school, I'm just going to say this because it sounds like a flex, but it's not. It was like even sadder on a resume to be like TV. But I didn't have a single film course, like a film business, film writing, of that.
Yeah.
Because film was like, they separated us. They're like, you're either a TV major or you're a film major or you're a broadcast journalist major.
Right.
That's actually baloney.
So I was only TV. So that's why I had like the half hour writing class, the 1 hour writing class, like pitching unscripted, TV, you know, editing, like whatever. We'd edit on Avid, which I hated. So I'd go home, do Final Cut and come in and they'd be like, she got good overnight.
Final Cut girlies. That's why we
I don't
really
do Final
connect.
Cut anymore.
No, Final Cut sucks now.
I do Premiere since like Premiere came out.
When we were in college, Anna, were you guys editing in Final Cut off of like camcorders where you had to actually roll the tape in?
No.
Because
I'm not that old. Come
Jesus.
On.
Roll the tape. That sounds
I think.
Are you in there in the library rolling tapes?
That's what we had to do. We had to like actually log the footage. and we had to like off of a camcorder.
No.
And they had like mini tapes. We had to do that with audio too. For the first like year that I was doing radio, they had mini discs. And you had to like record on, they're like 8-tracks basically.
No. You'll love this. I'm sorry. Have one class in college called Experimental TV.
Ooh.
Way ahead of its time. And they said, can you make art, like, can you make something entertaining that you would watch on a phone screen?
Really?
Wait, that's a so way ahead of its
someone
time.
In there, someone in my class did, like, he was like, I want you to explore different genres. Like, yeah. Can you make someone laugh by watching something on, because we were in the BlackBerry days, you know, by watching someone on a phone screen.
They were doing Vine before it was Vine.
Kind of, but it was like longer form. Like it wasn't super short form.
They were doing Quibi.
Quibi, exactly.
Quibi, we know what happens Quibi. With that.
Yeah. And then someone did a comedy, someone did like a documentary, someone tried, can you scare someone like by watching a phone screen, something that small? Can you do horror? You want to know what I did? I did a music video that was to the song Strong Enough by Cher. And it had a full choreographed dance with backup dancers.
I love that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you have this footage?
Yeah. It's on YouTube. Can you watch a music video on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Sure can. Yeah.
Maybe I did this. I also did a black and white, like a video about the homeless. I don't know which one it was for the phone, but like one of them. I was making lots of content.
A documentary?
No, it was just like a... It was like a short, like there was no dialogue.
Okay.
It was just like a short.
A silent short.
Yeah.
Very cool. This school was ahead of its time.
BU?
BU.
You know, we paid enough for it. So it should have been.
Same with SU.
Yeah.
The BU and the SU.
The BU and the SU. I looked at SU.
Oh, yeah.
Snowstorm. I said, I'm not going here. Are you kidding? I can't even leave my hotel.
Snowstorm. Well, no, they should have. They didn't. You how did
there was
you go
a blizzard and they said half the tour is canceled because we can't get into the buildings. And I was like, Mom, I'm not going to go here. There's like one street.
Turn around. Let's go home.
I was a city girl. I knew
when
I was.
Did they? Oh, but you can go downtown Syracuse. It is a lit,
lit street. I'm sure that one street that I went to.
There was a restaurant called Pastabilities. It's still open to this day.
Wow. What a name.
Pastabilities. We loved it. We went there for special occasions.
My parents begged me to go to Penn State because I was in state and I was like, fuck that. I need to go. I visited BU and I left the tour and went to Newberry Street and got a manicure. I was like, I really see myself going here. My mom's like, we're not at school.
Didn't get a glimpse of an academic building, but got a 5-star manicure and that's enough for us.
It was great. Absolutely. All right, we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
And we're back, guys. We are back. Dre has some very exciting news that she said off air, but I'm like, girl, update the big wigs. Because you said you were going to update us.
I did.
It was all up in the air for a really long time, as things are in this industry, but it relates to Watch What Happens Live. As you know, I said yes to a great follower of mine, now friend, Carla. She had extra tickets to Watch What Happens Live. I went, did a Q&A. I was Teresa. And then this happened, what, 2.5 weeks ago? Three weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So time is moving very fast. And so Andy was like, oh my gosh, I recognize you're Teresa. Would love to have you on. And then yada, yada. We were kind of waiting for it to finalize. So it finalized. So this week I'm going into film Watch What Happens Live as bartender.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Like I'm going to do Teresa. Like, because the finale's happening. So, like, I'm going to do that. But, yes. So, everybody, set your DVRs. August 4th.
August 4th.
Sunday. All right? This coming Sunday, August 4th, 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard. As usual, Watch What Happens Live is airs. And that'll be my episode.
I'm so excited.
That's very exciting.
I'm so excited, you guys. But planning these big things for me, like, you know, I don't have a team. It's a one-man band over here.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's okay.
So I'm contacting. Lucho's coming with me to do content. I'm training him
Does
in.
Does he live in New York now?
No, he's in Rhode Island.
Oh.
With his family. In. But I called him and I was like, are you available?
Oh my God, I wish I could come.
I know. No, I know. Believe me. Like, this was happening in like less than 2 days. So he's going to do content. And then I have my one friend who loves, she does my friend's makeup, but she loves Teresa. She's a big Housewives fan. So I was like, okay, you're going to come do my makeup. And as for outfits, like your girl isn't prepared for that. I don't have an outfit yet.
You're gonna be fine. Just you'll look hot.
See, usually for weddings, I go shopping last minute and then I end up just going to Bloomingdale's and I'll find like an aqua dress that's on sale for like $60. But this is Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. This is.
Like you need, I don't know, some flashy random boutique that's in some really cool.
Don't cook it up in your head though, because I've seen the outfits on Watch What Happens Live and I'll say 20% of them dress well.
No, that's the goddamn truth. But I don't want to be one of those people where they go, that's what she's wearing to Watch What Happens Live. Like, that's crazy.
But like, you'll be fine. You're hot.
Now
you're
the
gonna
show.
Look great.
Thanks.
Don't stress yourself out about the outfit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm stressed. Well, at first I wanted to be Teresa. I was like, okay, I'm going to be Teresa behind the bar. But then I was like, no, I want to represent myself because I am so often in full character. You know, people see us as impressions.
I know.
They barely recognize
us. Even though I have only begged to be Steve behind the bar because he's a bartender. So that's different.
But it actually makes so much sense.
Right.
Yeah. Steve. One day. One day.
Oh, it's happening.
I'm going to make Dre give me the contact. I'm going to be like, I'll send them my Steve videos and be like, he can make a drink.
Let me tell you, because the bartenders, truly, it's for TV. They don't really make drinks like they used to. I think back in the day they used to make drinks.
And they used to have like bartenders.
Real bartenders.
Yeah.
Like they were promoting a new
But it's
restaurant.
Good. It's good they made that like a role to like promote something. It's
totally.
Nice.
Totally. So yes, Big Wigs is getting a huge shout out. And then we are finagling your way in there. We're finagling Kristen Court, our impressions.
I really
in there.
Want Kristen Court to do that.
Like iconic.
Yeah. And when we have a live show to promote, like that's when you do it.
That's when it's gonna happen.
So funny.
So set your DVRs. I'm really excited. Hopefully it all comes together. I got to get some, like, my extensions refitted. I got to do a big Teresa
what
hair.
Extensions?
Well, they're clip-ins, but they're really ratty
like,
right now.
Do you have extensions?
And by that, I mean I need to wash my clip-ins and brush them because right now they look like a rat's nest.
Well, that's exciting. Congrats.
Thank you.
We'll all be watching. I'll be in London, but I will watch.
Oh, I'll definitely be watching.
I'm stressed about my trip.
Can we talk about this trip? Because you're going to Europe for the...
I know, you know, I make fun of people who go to Europe like a lot on my social media. I'm always like, oh, another one bites the dust. Here comes one. They're like, you guys, I'm like so, you know, like French now. Like, I'm just like, even though I just gave you a British accent.
Yes.
And yet here I am going.
Did you see Jason Kelce wearing a beret?
No, but God bless that man.
God bless that man.
Lean into Paris.
He's leaning. And it's just so not him. And I love that he's leaning in.
Yeah.
So
now
you better
be leaning
in.
To repost my French video.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. It's raining so hard right now. I don't think you guys can hear it on the podcast, but it sounds like we're in a twista.
You
a
can
twista.
Hear it?
Yes.
I'm wearing headphones. I can't hear it.
Oh. It sounds like
it's
a storm.
Bad?
A twista.
Oh
it's
boy.
A storm.
This is Twisters.
We need to go see the movie, The 4D Experience together.
I heard it's so fun.
When are you leaving to Europe?
Thursday.
So do we have time to go before
maybe
then?
Maybe not. Maybe when we get back, because you have Watch What Happens Live on Wednesday.
And you're packing for a European vacation.
Packing, please. I will say this. So this is a rebooked trip, okay? Like, we were supposed to do this trip last August, and then my dog got sick. As you all know, Bobby Flay got sick, and I don't regret any of it, and we canceled the trip. So we had some stuff still in place that we rebooked, whatever.
Right.
So we're taking the trip now, and last year, so I used a lot of points for this trip because I'm not a rich lady yet. And
points are good.
I was flying first class. I think we were first class or Delta Premium, the like one below first class, both ways. And now I'm not flying first class either way. And I'm like, kind of like, what the fuck, Anna? And I do still have points left over. So I'm like, do I blow all of them to fly home first class? Meanwhile, I don't know about Jared's point situation because like we had to fly a lot this year and he used more points than me. And so... I would.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Do I fly first class alone home from Barcelona and be like, peace out, boy. I am going to my fancy village now. Or
do you mean from Paris to.
No. We're not going to Paris. From Barcelona to home.
Oh, to home, though. But home is kind of like the home. You're falling asleep anyways. I think you should, on the way there, be first class.
Because it's an overnight flight to London, which is like not as long. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like a
5 hour,
like, I'm there.
That's the quickest trip ever.
It's
but
easy.
A first class home, I think you should always do first class going, no?
I mean, yes, but I can't on this flight because it's already booked up. So whatever. We're in like economy. What is it? Comfort Plus on Delta.
I see the issue.
Listen, so these are first world problems. I'm very well aware of it. But I saved my precious points for this trip for so long. And I'm sort of like, do I ball out? Because when we fly home, it's like a day flight. You know what right. I mean? It's not like an overnight. Because I'm really good at sleeping on planes. I don't know about you.
If I'm a window seat, can you sleep? It's got to be window
or aisle.
Where do you put your head?
In
on your pillow? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good pillow.
I need aisle. I'm an aisle person.
Believe me, I am too, because my bladder is the size of a peanut. But for sleeping, it's not the best.
Yeah. I'm nervous, though, to leave the puppies. And I don't know if you saw my panic post the other day when I said, is there anyone available who can watch two puppies from August 1st to August 10th? Because my dad had an accident like 2 weeks ago. He's okay.
Oh.
But he had a motorcycle accident. And
a motorcycle
wait,
accident?
What?
Yeah. My dad rides motorcycles. And he fell off and he tore like his rotator cuff. And
oh, my God.
Leg is all purple. And, oh, like, no. Up. And they have a seven-month-old puppy, Jimmy. And Jimmy's crazy and already like 30 pounds and dragged Billy Joel the other day by the ear across the floor. And I'm like,
oh my God,
I can't leave my dogs here. Like, they're going to be, my dad can't like physically like separate the monsters. Yeah. So I like panicked because I'm like, oh my God. So I posted, I had some really nice people reach out being like, I'll fly in and take care of your dogs. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm
the sweetest.
And my mom seems to think it'll be okay. You know, she always believes that anyone who's injured that's not her is like dramatic. But like I saw his bruises. Like he's pretty hurt.
I love that even for her husband, she's not making exceptions. No. She's like, he's being a baby about
it. Literally. And then, you know, my dad's like, we can't be sick around her. Like we can't be injured around her. And it's kind of true. Yeah,
you're weak.
As much as we love my mom. But anyway, I'm there the other night. I brought one dog because I saw my friend in Funny Girl on Broadway at the tour. And I brought Billy Joel for the night and like, it was like hard. And I was like, finally by the morning they got used to each other, him and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. But it was like, shit, my injured father with three puppies under 10 months is going to be like a zoo.
It's not going to be. Zoo. Yeah. You can already see. You can foreshadow something bad happening.
I know. And I was like, I don't know who to pay to stay in my apartment to like take care of them.
You would want them to stay in the apartment.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared they'd chew up someone else's apartment. You know, at least it's my shit they're ruining if they do. They're pretty good now, though. They're very trained. They go out 3 times a day, you know, 4 times a day, whatever it is. They're very good. But it's like that's stressing me out leaving them for 10 days, you know?
Well, of course. I think that's the longest you guys have left. You haven't left them.
No, they've never been without us.
One of you guys. Yeah. So, and we're not doing an actual boarding them.
No, I would never do that. I just couldn't.
Well, no, the only reason I say that is because I found, you know, like you can find those really small boutique kind of dog people that will watch them, but it is scary for the first time.
No, I need someone I like and trust. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I never left Bobby Flay at one of those. Like, I don't go to dog parks even. Like, I don't like that.
It's true.
I'm a picky dog owner.
Yeah. I can do it for a week.
I know. I have all these friends who are like, oh, I could do it till like the 7th. And I'm like, okay, and then what?
And then what? Then you got to find somebody else. I'm foreshadowed. Like, I know that certain days I can't, but I'm there for a week.
Yeah, but
I'll split it with somebody. I'll co-parent with somebody.
Maybe next time. I got to figure it out, but I don't know. They're going to go to my parents for now, and we'll see if they're alive when I get back, you know?
Oh, geez.
Here's hoping.
Oh, you thought it was... Now, which one would you think would fend off... Billy would be the one that would be protecting... Elton.
Yeah. Elton doesn't really like other dogs. He doesn't really fuck with other dogs.
Except for Billy.
Yeah. Like when we see dogs on the street, he literally like stands back. Billy goes up and talks.
He's social.
He's so social with every dog. And Elton's like, it takes him longer to like warm up. He'll eventually like come around and like sniff a little, but he doesn't like the other dogs. Isn't it funny? They have like such different personalities, yet they're quote unquote brothers.
They really do.
Yeah.
That's why... Dogs are amazing. They fully have personalities. Cats are just bitches. I'm sorry. There, I said it. I don't.
Oh, nobody should have a cat.
Wow. No, I think some cats are. Awful. There are cats that are sweet, but they just have a bitchy personality, and people love that about them.
Yeah.
Like they just have this. Like I don't need you.
Yeah.
Like I can't this wait. Is my home.
You know. I can't wait till they take away my vote for being a childless dog and cat lady. Oh.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, Chelsea Handler's video about that is so fucking funny. And I was like, I have to share this because I'm a childless dog lady. And you know what? If I can't vote anymore, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I have rights in this country too. God damn it. Anyway.
That was so funny. And there's nobody else to say a statement than Chelsea Handler on that matter.
I mean, like, yeah.
And she talks a lot about it.
I love it.
So true.
Wait, I was going to say one thing. There was something. Oh, what is your dog fostering dream? Speaking of dogs.
Always wanted to be a dog. Well, I want to own a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. But in this moment, fostering is the next best bet. So I just filled out an application, which, by the way, was, I don't know, like 10 pages long essay questions.
I'm sure. You're
taking on a life. You have to be a vetted foster. So, you know, I don't even know if I answer the questions correctly, but I have to sign a waiver and then I'm accepted. But
do they say how long like you would foster for? Like, is there like a length of time?
I think up to like 2 months and then, you know, it goes to another foster. I don't know. But I said up to like 2 days, up to 3 weeks, just because with our schedules, it's kind of all over the place. So I didn't commit to 2 months. I thought that I will fall in love with the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, will fully adopt the dog.
I would never be like, I don't know how I could do that without being like, well, if I can't have it, I need to find someone I know who I can visit.
I know. That's a tough thing. And they're like, are you prepared to give up the dog if you fall in love with the dog? What are you going to do? I go, can we cross that bridge when we get there? That was one of the questions. I go, if I'm attached to the dog, I'm going to try not to be attached to the dog. I don't know. I'll give it back to you guys and be crying.
Well, if you want to take care of my dogs, if you fall in love, I'll give them to you. You know what I mean?
You'll give me one of them and then they can visit each other.
They can't be separated. Yeah. They have to go to as a team.
So it's all or nothing?
It's all or nothing.
That's tough.
Although we did separate them the other night. They did okay. They honestly did. I did a whole drive to Philly and back with Billy Joel. It was really lovely, actually. We had a nice time. He's such a good dog. He's so good in the car.
So you're choosing favorites?
No, I love Elton. I just was Chris scared Jenner. He'd throw up.
I'm okay with choosing favorites. Anna famously has said that she's the favorite child.
I am. Everyone agrees.
That's true. If you have your...
Even my dad's like, you are your mom's favorite child.
Oh, who's your dad's?
I don't know. He changes.
He's a flip-flopper.
I think I am, honestly, at this point. But
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it's me or my sister. Abraham, I'm sorry, but he's not the favorite.
That's tough.
It's tough. Well,
what's crazy is you have two girls and one boy in your family. So there's some options there. With my parents, it's just a boy and a girl. And it's like, who do you choose?
Right.
And what dictates favoritism? I mean, is it their achievements? No. Is it who has kids? No. Like, what is it?
No, definitely not in my family. Yeah, I think it's personality and, like, interests.
Interests.
You know, like, I'm more like my mom, right?
Yeah.
We shop. We love fashion.
Yes.
We are athletes. We like to work out. We're, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So I think that's it.
So, yeah.
I don't have any other qualities. That's all.
You're funny. You are great with people.
I know. Jared's like, I'm like, is there anything you need to do in London? Because I have to hit up the following four stores that I haven't been to in years. And he's like, I'm like, come on. Like, museums, we'll do some museums. You know, we'll definitely do like all the like Gaudi and stuff in Barcelona. But I'm like, let me shop.
I've got to go shopping, nerd.
I do. I got to shop. He loves museums. I might even leave him in some and go shop.
There's some museums that don't need to be visited.
Wow.
There are. There
now
really
that
are.
Is a hot take.
There are some museums that just, they do not, like, art museums, of course.
Didn't that also sound like, I'm sorry, if you have no children, you cannot vote.
You cannot vote. And that is my opinion. Now, I just think some museums are just, like, so meant for other people. And some of us, you're not going to gain anything. You're not going to read a single plaque. And why are you going to go in there?
Like what? Wait, do you have in mind a
Jared
museum that you think is a waste?
Every plaque, front to back. He loves it. Loves
See, that now that's a person that belongs in every single museum because they just fully enjoy. I enjoy learning, but I enjoy learning about things, select things.
Okay.
I love an art museum because I think that you can either read the plaque, you can look at the art. There's a lot.
Do you know,
stimulate.
I don't mind the tour, you know, the audio tour.
Audio tour.
Yeah.
Give me something historical in Rome, right? The Colosseum. I'll be all up in that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a part of history. A museum, what would I say? Like,
okay, no, like have you been to the Louvre?
I've been to the Louvre.
The Louvre. Did you like the Louvre?
I was like, cool.
I could do an hour and a half. Yes. Jared was like, I need 3 hours in the Louvre. And I was like, I'll meet you at the cafe. Bye.
Exactly. I was like, I'm going to go get a cappuccino and a croissant. And then and I'm going to enjoy that, you know, because that's also French culture.
That's part of it.
That's part of it, too. When people already go into the museum with the mindset like they're going to be there for a couple hours, I go, how do you even know that? We haven't even seen the first exhibit.
I know. He loves it. I make fun of him because I didn't know this until we started traveling together. And I'm like, oh, you like take your time in places. I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do, Mona Lisa. She's small. Bye-bye. I'm out.
You see what you needed to see?
Yeah.
Natural History Museum, like I'll be by the gemstones and maybe the woolly mammoths. Mm. But like there's some things with like hunter-gatherers. I don't need to see what a sheath looked like and a wool cloth that covered your dong.
Wow. I don't even think I've ever been to the Natural History Museum.
Really?
Okay, after the movie, you didn't go?
What movie?
Night at the Museum.
No.
That was a cool movie.
Never saw it.
Do you think you would like it?
I don't know.
I think they do Night at the Museum for like kids and stuff.
They do. You can like relive the movie.
Yeah.
My friend's sister got married there, but I've never been to the museum.
It's awesome.
I've been to Central Park like on my hands like maybe like 7 times in my 40,000 years in New York City.
Central
Park, unless you're like doing something, there's really no reason to go.
Yeah, but then you meet some people like Jared Hacker who are like, it's such a great place to be. And I'm like, to be what? To do what?
As someone who loves Sex and the City, I feel like you would be all up in Central Park.
No, they're never in Central Park in Sex and the City.
I'll tell you where they are. She's hopping across the street.
It's closed today. I'll tell you where they are, at least in the movie. They're in the Astor Place Starbucks, and it closed.
That closed?
Get out of here. It was the 11th Starbucks to open in New York City. Here, you guys, welcome to my tour.
That okay, Astor Place Starbucks, I killed a lot of time in that place.
Astor Place Starbucks was the 11th Starbucks to open in New York City, apparently, and it opened in 1995. And it was featured in the Sex and the City movie, the first movie, obviously, when she does the interviews for the assistants.
Sure.
And closed.
Wow.
Just like the Williamsburg Starbucks closed. Guys.
How?
The world is coming to an end when the best Starbucks are closing.
That's true. But I also think that Starbucks needs to close a couple stores because I'm so tired of seeing it on every corner.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's such a good history. And this makes me think of, like, we need to have our own guided tours of New York City. Mm-hmm. Like a Big Wigs guided tour. Anna's list and my list. That'd be fantastic.
I gave tours. You know, that was a job of mine.
That's PTSD. No, I love that. I love that for you.
I gave fashion tours of Fifth Avenue. It started at the library, the New York Public Library, and we ended at Bergdorf. So it was like
what's
all
PTSD
up Fifth
about Ave. That?
Because it sucks giving tours in New York City. It's like not fun.
But it's one of those jobs that it looks so cool from if you're the person doing tours.
No one really gives a shit. They like signed up on some website. They're like, what am I doing? What is this, a fashion tour? I'm like, yeah. Here is
it was like a Groupon or something. I just saw it somewhere.
I would make very little money. I was like dripping sweat. I had to talk for like 2 hours straight.
Oh my god!
And I, you know, sometimes I'd make up shit because I was like, they don't even know.
Oh, you might as well. Did you ever take?
You have to make up shit. Are you kidding me?
It was fun because I had to learn about the history of like Valentino and Louis Vuitton and Bergdorf's, and you know, I'm like, what else was there? But. Whatever. The stores that Tiffany's had a huge, we got to go in Tiffany's, which was nice because they had a relationship with them. And so we'd go, we'd look at the yellow like diamond or whatever that only like 3 people have worn in this life. Yeah. But it was traumatizing.
Before he got famous, did you ever take Tim Dillon's city bus tour?
No.
He would do the same thing where it was all opinion.
He's so good at that.
They did it for the New York Comedy Festival one year, once he started getting famous. But I went with a good friend of mine, Erica Spera. Like we were friendly with Tim. And this was like Tim's day job before he became so funny.
It was great.
But it's the same sort of thing. He was like just making some stuff up and just sort of just being kind of that's the thing though. Like I think it fits you because it's like a charisma job. You know? So like Tim has that. You have that.
Yeah, I would do like a couple tours a week. It wasn't like ruining my life.
Right.
But it was like, I was like, I don't want to fucking do it.
I get it. You know what I mean?
If you're the personality hire. How long did you do it for?
Like 6 months. I had two friends who did the Sex and the City tour. And you'll love this. I was like, I should do that tour. And that's like a bus tour. This is a walking tour.
I applied and
they didn't accept me. And then I applied to do this like fashion tour and they liked me. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll do this one. And it was I was excited at first. But then it becomes like work. And you're like, this sucks. This is not what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
I think for fun, we should take the big bus tour, but kind of like drunk on rosé.
Okay.
I see him all the time.
As long as I don't have to give the tour, that's fine. I would make Jared come on my tour too and be like, can you just hand me, if I give you a $50 bill, hand it to me at the end so people see that's what you're supposed to give.
Smart. Yeah.
And I'll give it back to you. Okay.
I'm actually shocked that they didn't give you tips.
It was so mean. I'd be like, I'd even say it too, you know, like, just so you know, it's like,
yeah.
Here in America, it's
we give tips.
Customary to enjoy what you saw today. Just know I have to pay my rent this month. So thank you so much for coming.
We ain't doing this for free.
Yeah.
My hourly wage.
When did I do the tours? I must have done them like randomly, like after my day job, because I still had like a severance or something. Mm-hmm. So it was just like a random gig I did. And I was like, this could be fun. And it wasn't. And it wasn't. But a big wig tour would be funny if we could like do it privately and just get fans of the show to come.
Maybe it's a part of like we go on tour and then that's a part of it. Like you could buy a ticket for that.
Yes. That I would do.
That'd be really fun.
Don't you guys love when we brainstorm all this shit here that we're going to do?
Brainstorming is so fun on the pod. This is when it happens.
I think we should just rename our podcast Manifest the Podcast. Manifest, honey.
Because everything. We talk it into existence.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about one other topic. Do I have time? I think I have time. Mike, you know what? No?
I mean, hour five.
All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back.
All right.
And we're back. And you know what? This next topic is honestly great in my life to talk about right now because I've been sharing my lip journey on Instagram. I have part two coming out about lip filler that I did. My lips look very natural, though, don't they?
I want to compliment you because I think you did the perfect amount. I don't know if they've set in quite yet, but I think they look great.
They've set in.
It's
been almost a month. Yeah.
It's been a month?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's been a month. Yeah, they're not like swollen anymore or anything. And they feel, are like, do they feel weird? I'm like, no, they feel normal. Because no one really talks about it. Like, it's like a hush-hush thing when people do their lips. And I'm like, why don't you fucking talk about it? I'd be like, yeah, I fucking filled my lips.
And it also helps other people. I think you should be open about it.
The video actually did very well. And I'm surprised because it's not like my normal content for me to just get on and be like, hey, guys, I've always wanted to do my lips. Like,
I got my lips done.
It's my stories, but not necessarily my like content I post on main, you know?
Yes.
Stories, I talk about all my stuff, which is why you should watch my stories. But I brought this up because Ariana Maddox, people were like, obviously she just came off of Love Island. Huge, huge season, huge show. She is in the like spotlight. And people were like, oh, she's done this. She's done that, you know, a nose job, a facelift, filler, blah, blah, blah.
I see what people are saying, though, because she's never looked better.
She looks great.
I mean, bombshell.
But it's so funny. When someone looks great, you're immediately like, too much work.
No, that's so true.
But like, they look great. Who gives a fuck what they do? Yeah,
can I ask you, just from a woman's perspective, because I know men get work done too, but I feel like it is a little more in the realm of...
Yeah, men don't even talk about it.
Well, why do you think women don't? Like, why is there shame around getting it done?
I don't know.
Like, because people we're naturally try to hide it.
Because people just
like
want
a standard that people hold you to.
They just want you to naturally think that in your 40s, you've got these like gorgeous lips and you're plump and you look healthy and young and rejuvenated. And as soon as we start seeing lines, it's ingrained in our heads to think, oh my God, you're aging.
Or like people are just like, you know, it seems like a status thing, I think. Like, oh, you're rich. You can like, you know, afford a face or whatever. Right. I don't
because
know.
Fillers, all inject. I mean, it's like very expensive procedures. Yeah. Facelifts are thousands of dollars. Boob jobs are thousands of dollars.
I mean, like, like in the tens, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, not even 3,000. We're talking like 30 grand to get like a good facelift or something.
But this is the thing, because it's like even tits. Bringing it back to the original conversation that started this show, like the cosmetic conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like maybe I'm being naive, but don't you just assume that people with money have the ability to end up looking better because they can just kind of...
Sure.
Even with cosmetics, it's like not always, but a lot of times the more expensive the thing that you're buying is sometimes you're paying that money because it affects you and helps you more.
That's why you hear me always say my 40s are for being rich and hot.
Right.
Like they go hand in hand.
I know. You know what I mean?
But why do we always say you're not ugly, you're just poor?
But that's like everybody says that kind of days, is true,
which sucks though. But it's honest, it's the standard of beauty. It's whatever you like. Like, do I think I like the look of bigger lips because I just think it makes you look youthful? I guess you look more.
It's
plump.
A trend though, right now. But it's not going to last forever. Right. You know what I mean?
Don't think Kylie Jenner is dissolving her lips. Like, people are now getting away
to a degree,
from that.
But she's not going back to like what she was. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think like I think there are trends. Like, there are in fashion. There are trends with your face and your looks and like. Mm-hmm. I really don't think the buckle fat thing, I think, is going away. Mm-hmm. I think people like a fuller, like, cleaner face. I think the filler in the face is a little too much now.
Yes.
Like, I don't like that look, you know, or I don't want someone's like, where they get like almost like tiger like cheeks. Like, I don't know. But Ariana, she like admitted to all the things she's had, which I was like, go, girl.
Yeah. I like that.
Tell people.
Right.
And she was like, she has had a little lip filler. She's like, not much because I don't have like a big face, you know? And like, yeah, like work with someone. You know, I went and did my lips. I worked with someone who was like, he's like, I can't give you like big Kylie Jenner lips. Like, I don't care. Even if you came in and said, that's what I want. Like, I don't want that to be the workout that if you mention my name,
yeah,
people see that and they're like, oh, so this person just, you know, like fills your lips a billion, you know, like mm-hmm. more than you need to, like right. the volume or whatever. And then Selena Gomez also just recently admit, because people were like, she looks different. What she had done.
Right.
And it's funny because I do think half of the, like what you were saying, the bullying or whatever, when people are like, oh, they've had work done, are jealous. And they want to know, mm-hmm. well, what have they had done? Because
right.
technically, you know, secretly, I want that. Like, I kind oh, yeah. of want to, like, Selena Gomez is beautiful. She said she's had Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's dabbled in other things, but doesn't have it now. Because that's the other thing people don't realize is unless you're, like, fully doing a facelift or an eye lift or whatever, these things go away. You have to keep up with it. Like, dyeing your hair, you know? When yeah. it grows oh, yeah. out, you have, like, when your Botox, my Botox is fully dissolved right now. And I'm like, do I go now or do I go in 2 weeks, guys? Like, that's the question.
But the Botox thing, that actually like does dissolve or goes away, kind of wears away. But then the fillers, they actually, that stays in your.
No, it dissolves. It takes doesn't longer. Dissolve.
No, but there's like, I saw this woman there who
are
had
more,
fillers.
I'll say this. There are more permanent ones than like what I did will go in 6 months. I'll need to like re-up it.
There was a woman who's got like cheek filler and she had a little bit of chin filler. And she says that it never goes away. There's always like a little remnants in there. So you keep on filling your face until like,
yeah,
it looks deformed almost. So you have to be careful.
You do. And you also have to make sure you're doing like you're saying, she probably did a more permanent filler.
Right.
There are different like solutions that they fill.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I did like a hyaluronic acid filler. So that is not as permanent as
it'll fade
as something. I don't know the names of the others, but yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was like, this is something you have to like do maintenance on. Like it's not going to just be there forever, which is interesting.
Yeah. No, and there's so many different levels. I don't even recognize it in stars. I just see somebody like Ariana who I've seen multiple different versions of her. And then yeah. this, I'm like, oh, she's going on a really big appearance. Like I'm thinking she's going to do it up. Like whatever she wants to do. Whatever she did, she looks amazing.
Wait, she looks great.
Did she say what she had done?
Yeah, I can look it up.
I think it didn't seem like it surprised me. I remember not being a lot. It wasn't anything too crazy.
It
was like,
wasn't too crazy.
I Botox.
Also think she was on Dancing with the Stars. She got very fit. Mm-hmm. When you lose weight, mm-hmm. you lose some weight in different parts of your body and right. stuff, you know? Like, not that she was like a big girl ever, but she, you know, like you just. When you dance 12 hours a day, you're going to fucking like waste away.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm ready to go on Dancing with the Stars just for the workout.
Oh my God. I love Dancing with the Stars.
That's an appearance that we need to fight to get you on.
I need to. Once I'm a D-list celebrity, you guys, I got to get we. Ariana Maddox Cosmetic. Why? What was it on? I'm finding this procedures. There was an article and I was like, go girl. Like,
she was just.
She
totally
said she had minimal lip filler, Botox in her 11s, her brow, and her neck. Her face is too small to handle very much, and some filler in her chin. She's had nothing else done, and she's have no blast. What is it? A nose job, I believe. People were like, she's had her nose done, but
rhinoplasty.
Right. Yeah.
No. What's a blepharoplasty?
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
Blepharoplasty?
Hold on, I'll find out. Yeah, don't you love that we're like...
neck lift.
Blepharoplasty is an eye lift.
Oh. Mm.
That makes sense.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
We all did the like, you know, what's her face? Meryl Streep in It's Complicated when she's like in the elevator and she's like there to see someone about it. And she's like this.
Mm. I've often seen the deer eyes, but I've seen botched ones.
Mm.
And then the botched, then you just look scary.
Scary. Yeah. I'm going to get a facelift. I already know that. I have to start saving, I guess, or investing my
money. Okay. Here's the thing, though. If you take good care of your skin, Paris Hilton is a prime example of this. She is just a regular skincare guru. I think she's probably had fillers, maybe Botox, but definitely Botox. But I see her do these crazy facials, and she has the skin and look of a 25-year-old.
She like looks amazing.
Still looks mm-hmm. the same.
Yeah.
So I have to believe, like, maybe you don't even need a facelift. Like, you just keep on doing your routines.
No, I've seen what my mom and my grandma, like, how they age, and my face, and I'm
they've been aged. They have probably a husband that stressed them out, kids that stressed them out, a job that stressed them out. Like,
sure, but genes are genes. And so if you see your family members who are older, like grandparents and stuff, and how their face falls,
right,
who didn't do the work, I'm like, I know what I need to do. And my other grandma did a facelift when she was 50 and like looked beautiful until she was like 95.
Now that's incredible.
You know what's funny though? You ever watch like a movie from the 70s or something and people, there's so much cigarette smoke.
Oh my God.
People's
yeah.
faces just look like baseball mitts.
Yes.
It's wild. I mean, like it is amazing to see the difference in like a couple generations, how people's skin yeah. and faces look, because people in the 70s yeah. looked 100 years old.
So old.
They were like, I'm 41.
You're like, what? The Golden Girls? Cigarettes. They were meant yeah. to be, what, 60 years old?
Oh, yeah.
They made them, I mean, they look aged 80. Them. Yeah, they yeah. dressed them like that.
Yeah.
The short haircuts, the white hair with just...
They're the same age as the women in And Just Like That.
I know. And that's nuts.
Which is that so is funny. So
the insane. Contrast is so crazy. So crazy. I also feel bad. My meme mom was very beautiful, but she didn't do anything to, like, keep up. She's rolling around in her grave right now that
she's
you didn't
like,
mention
what the
her.
Fuck, Anna? I was a pretty girl. You yeah. look, I do look like her. And she was like, I was beautiful. And she was, but she didn't like yeah. lift her face when her face sagged. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like she just let it go. My other grandma could never. I mean, she
could
was like,
never.
She was like a vain woman. So she was yeah. like, doot, 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 tight. You know, my dad was like, it was in the Stone Age when she had her face lifted, but it was like, you know, wrapped up like a mummy for weeks.
Yeah.
I think I need to stop drinking maybe for like a month and I'll see some
it helps.
Some improvements.
Yeah.
You have beautiful young skin. You yeah. have nothing
because I'm
to
about
worry
to turn 30, but give but at the rate which I drink
I
wine,
still can't believe you're not 30.
It's a disaster.
Can't wait to have our birthday episode. It's going to be right. Oh my God. I'm going to be away, so it's going to be I'll be
it's
back.
It's better that way. It's better that way.
I'll be back. But we'll have our next episode will be Andrea's birthday episode. We got to wrap this one up. So, girl, enjoy those last few weeks of your 20s, because let me tell you something. It only gets worse.
Sure does.
No, it's supposed to get, we're supposed to be, that's our 40s are going to be what we look forward to. It's the time, the decade in which we make all the money.
Yes.
We hit success.
You're hitting 30.
We feel
You've
happy.
Got 10 more years.
Well, I'm just amping myself up for
the next
aging.
Decade.
But they
yeah,
go
the
quick.
Next decade.
For they go quick.
I'll say this. I'm going to say this.
Hell yeah.
Your 20s are to fuck around and yeah. kind of just like whatever. You're just like getting, you're becoming an adult. Your 30s are to figure yourself out mentally and what you can mm. handle and what you are good at and how to like live your life as an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think your 40s are to be hot and rich. That's all I'm going to say.
I like that timeline and I'm gonna stick beside it.
Cause like you do figure out yourself much more in your 30s than your 20s.
Honestly, thank God. Cause I see so many people that friends of ours, it feels like they've got their life together by 35, right? And I'm definitely still in that figuring it out phase.
Yeah.
I mean
everyone's on their own
timeline,
but yeah, sure. Like you just said, but yeah, but I do think overall, like a lot of people would say that like you figure, I'm not saying you figure it all out. Like I don't own a house. I don't own property. Right. You know, like I thought I'd be like fucking adult by now, but
right,
mentally I've figured myself out a lot more than
and
I
that
used.
Is a huge
it is
hurdle. Cause I think it takes a while.
It does. And it's a terrible industry, terrible business, terrible city. So, you know, make yeah. the best of what we have.
Make the best.
Yeah.
Let's plug our stuff.
Let's plug. Come to my show at Joe's Pub August 15th. I don't know if you'll be there. She hasn't given me a finite answer, but if she's there, if she's in town, she's coming.
I'm pretty sure Nick booked a job. So we're pushing back the wedding of when we leave. So this could be good for us.
This could be great.
This could be fantastic.
Also, the
for
fabulous
it.
Chris Burns. If you love Fat Carrie Bradshaw, Chris Burns is doing a set on the show. That's really all I got to plug. Watch my Europe content, you guys. You know it's going to be a big wig moment for Ilaria to go to her hometown of España. So
big wig bites as well.
People are, oh my God, I know. I got to take like big wig bites. Like I'll take some video for us.
We and, need the content.
I know. And I'll post it on big wigs. If it's
don't
like
even
really
ask for my permission.
Bite.
Post it.
I, yeah, I'll eat a lot of good stuff.
Post it.
Tapas.
Tapas. Bocaditos.
Jared and I are so ambitious doing 3 countries in 10 days. But you know what? I'm excited.
Honestly, though. Make sure to DVR watch live. Yes. If you can. Watch Weapons Live this Sunday, August 4th, 9:15 p.m. ET. But I think, you know, they re-air it. Okay, so just watch it. All right? I'll be on. Teresa will be there. And the finale's happening with Real Housewives of New Jersey. So Dolores Catania and Danny Pellegrino are the guests. Mwah! Love you guys. Have a great week.